So maybe you can talk a little bit about the options that a woman in this situation might be considering, or you might be considering. And also, you mentioned she had locally advanced disease. Were you concerned about losing local control?
Well, I think that's a really good point. And certainly it's one of the things that we think about in these patients where we are thinking about systemic therapy. And this really gets into the issue of how confident are we are our therapy is going to work. In this situation, from the start, it appeared this woman had a truly estrogen-dependent tumor, at least on the face from what we could see, and that if we were able to provide adequate systemic therapy, that we should be able to achieve both local as well as distant systemic control.
So maybe you can talk about, from your point of view, what were the options that were considered and what you ended up treating her with?
Well, I think things certainly have evolved, especially over the past, even the last 5 years, for the treatment of a metastatic ER-positive breast cancer. And certainly now with the data from Mona Lisa 7 with regard to the treatment of premenopausal patients. But I think in general, the point has been, of course, is that in the metastatic setting, we've treated women with ER-positive breast cancer much like we have in the metastatic setting, and that is to adequately suppress estrogen. And that really means in the premenopausal setting, both a drug like gosarilin or oophorectomy along with an aromatase inhibitor really gives the best outcomes. And I think in this situation in 2016, the question that we were faced was, should we additionally give a CDK4/6 inhibitor given the emerging data in the postmenopausal setting?